Good to see folks we know at the National Farm Machinery Show. Dr. Gary Laceville, good to see you. You're retired from the UK, but you're still very busy out there in the alfalfa and forage world. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, and I want you to know I miss all my friends in Western Kentucky. I'm not there as often as I used to be, but I still think about the all my friends, and I miss you, and so I want to wish everybody well and hope this 2019 is a good year for everybody.
We're keeping our fingers crossed. It's starting out a wet year, that's for sure.
It sure has. In fact, this has been a wet time. I've been working here at the Farm Machinery Show, and invariably most conversations want to know, what can I do about all this bud situation? And, you know, it has been a challenge this year. But, you know, those of us in agriculture, we have some challenges every year, and that's the success of the American farmer. We've been adaptable. If we hadn't, we'd been out of business.
Isn't that the truth?
That's right. But it's always good to see you. You've been working this show a long time, and I go all the way back to Mr. Emery. I don't know how many interviews he and I did here.
I'm sure.
But it's hard to believe that things have passed so fast, but sure have enjoyed. It's good to be back here and see all my friends. And I still stay busy. I was at NCBA down in New Orleans week before last, so still enjoy doing the things I want to do. Mm-hmm. I just don't fill out those committee reports and all that thing.
You're working a lot with the grasses and alfalfa, things like that. Tell us what you're up to these days.
Well, I continue to do a lot of the things that I enjoy doing. I've been working with the Oregon seed industry for 35 years, and most of the grasses and clovers that we use in Kentucky come from Willamette Valley. So I work with them. They're expert seed producers, but they don't know how we grow it, how we establish it. So we write a lot of their publications, and I do that. And I've been working a lot with the National Hay Association and other groups that have a mutual interest, that I can do the same thing I did with Extension. I don't have to sell a product. I just sell information or give it away, you know. And so that's what I do, and I enjoy it.
You guys are still doing a lot of work, a lot of research out there in the grasses and forages, aren't you?
In fact, a tremendous amount right now. There's some breakthroughs in red clover. There's some breakthroughs in the herbicide world on a herbicide that we can spray on grass white clover without taking that out. So there's a lot of good things. Still a lot of breakthroughs in genetics now. And we need all the help we can get. As you look at the big picture now, we got to feed 9.7 billion people by 2050. We need to be efficient. And I'd really feel for the farmers who are under more challenges and more pressures every day. And unfortunately, there's not as many people out there like you telling the story of what farming means. You know, people just think, well, I can go to the grocery store and get it. And that's just not true. And I've never seen it as pronounced in the world as it is today.
Yeah, totally different world than it was even 20, 30 years ago, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I remember 30 years ago, most people had some connection with a farm. Now that connection's dropped. If I look at the thousands of people that come through here, even though they're coming to an ag event, they still don't know much about what goes on at the farm.
Well, at least it gives them an opportunity to get educated
I'm glad to see them. And they get to see the equipment. They get to see the investment that the farmers have to make to put a crop in. And they have no concept of just how much it is, you know, and the risk that the farmers take. So the more I've worked with farmers, the more I admire them every year.
Absolutely. Dr. Laceville, always good to see you. Good to run into you at the Farm Machinery Show. I see you pretty much up here every year, and I connect from time to time otherwise out there as well. So good to see you, and keep up the great work out there.
Well, thank you, and I want to say a very special thank you for all that you continue to do day in and day out for ag culture and getting the message out. If it wasn't for people like you, we wouldn't get this message out. So keep up the good work.
Thank you.